This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor Van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
Good evening, everyone. To the church and to the online viewers, to the YouTubers. And just before getting to the prayer, I just wanted to touch base on last week. The message that Megan gave, and it was, you called it the winning formula. And you were emphasizing that there is a start and that there is a finish. And I just wanted to say, Megan, it was an awesome message. And inspired by the Holy Spirit, and we are all as a church looking forward to the rest of the series as well. And then also happy anniversary to Trevor and to Megan. To those of you who didn't know anyone, that just congratulate them. It was now the past Sunday, and it's also just a beautiful example of a Christ-like marriage and for many youngsters to look up to.
That's sweet. Yeah. Thank you.
And Megan just mentioned the importance of discipleship and shared a testimony. So I just went through the video and some of the notes that I made, and I just wanted to touch base for those who haven't watched. And she was discipled by a friend back then, which is now her husband. And it's a beautiful love story. I say it's beautiful because marriage is a representation of how God and his creation are in covenant. Mm. And Trevor was quite slick with that move, where he won her over into the kingdom first. before taking matters into his own hands, before getting her for himself. And yeah, that was quite awesome. And Megan just mentioned the importance of transformation, how she got rid of all the things in her house, and, you know, after being discipled and all of that, everything that wasn't holy and acceptable to God, she got rid of. And she mentioned something that I kind of disagree with, because she said she went upstairs, she was unchanged, she came down, and then she obviously repented and gave her heart to Christ. And she said there was no fuss about it. I was like, really? The whole of heaven is rejoicing when a sinner comes to repentance. I was like, no. And yeah, also just she mentioned the importance of being sent, Romans 10 verse 14, where the Lord will send you someone or a multitude of people and who really call him and seek for him. And that's what happened with her, and with, you know, with the case of Trevor, that was preaching to her for like 9 months to a year, planting that seed and nurturing it. And she really got a revelation of how much God loves her. Mm-hmm. And all thanks to Trevor, and all thanks to God as well, for knowing that he can send Trevor on Megan's path. And how the love of God just flushed out all the depression and anxiety that she had. And she also mentioned something that was really important. It starts in your heart, because that is where, well, what Christ is actually after is your heart. Because out of the heart, the abundance comes out. And after that, with your mouth, you will profess that Christ is your Lord and Savior. And how important it is to preach an anointed message. And just preaching an anointed message to avoid the disappointed, like avoid being disappointed. And another thing, what she said was, you shouldn't be thinking of being far away from God, because we are adopted, we are the sons of God. And I think a lot of women in the church, when they start thinking about being a son of God, and then you're like, you know. But I think there might be a Hebrew definition for that. I'm not too sure. I don't want to dive into that. I'm going to find out from Trevor a bit later. This is the kingdom, and asking you'll be given. Everything you need is on the inside. You know, something I've learned on the walk now with being in the ministry is that everything that you need is already on the inside. Once you've accepted Christ, he gave you all the answers. And one thing that Megan also mentioned again was, once people get saved, they tend to want to like coast through life and say that, you know, Jesus is coming back and I'm guaranteed a ticket to heaven. And while you're coasting through life, you don't understand that there is a kingdom mentality that you can actually develop, because we want to take matters into our own hands and forget that he's in charge. And we're supposed to have dominion over the earth, period. There's nothing else. We're supposed to be that kingdom people. We have the dominion. And you also mentioned how on the mission trip, so many people were saved, but they didn't know that they have the dominion. They didn't know that they are part of a kingdom. They didn't know that how much their Father loves them. And that is, that was something that we, obviously it's a bit of a problem, but yeah, so.
We're working on it.
Yeah. So you also had another, Megan had another thing where she said that, so as a saved person, was it a wholehearted decision you have made? And do you know that the old man is dead and you're born again, and you have a new creation, you have a new spirit, and that Holy Spirit lives in you? And before I give over to Megan so she can continue with the winning formula, I just have a few questions. So the question I have is a quote or question inspired by Myron Golden, and he says, you don't know what the kingdom of God is and you're looking for it. When you find it, how will you know when you found it? And if you don't know you found it, what's stopping you to continue looking for it. And so just a question for the church. Trevor actually spoke about this earlier, like about a little bit about the kingdom. And unfortunately, that part wasn't recorded. So what is a kingdom? It's the governing influence of a king ruling over his territory and impacting it with his will. And Jesus actually preached on the kingdom of God. Matthew 4, verse 23, where Jesus begins his ministry, it reads in Matthew 4, 23, that Jesus went about Galilee teaching in the synagogues, preaching the kingdom of God. And in other words, he came to bring back what we've lost. He's coming to restore what the creation has lost. And he is called the second Adam, because Adam was supposed to do something that God commanded him, but he failed to. And there's no ways that Jesus brought back religion, because he just came to restore what Adam had lost, and by preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Adam was given a kingdom. I think we can all look at that in Genesis 1, verse 26. I'm not going to go through that, but, you know, let us make man in our own image, and giving them dominion over the fish, over the sea. And, yeah. Okay, so one thing that also stood out to me was in John 21, where Jesus shows his disciples that fishing is not a matter of expertise, but of the dominion. And his disciples go out fishing, and they caught nothing, and they tired, and they drained. Jesus tells them, cast your net to the other side. And they must have thought, like, dude, we're so tired. And when they pulled it out, there was, like, I don't know, I think 153, if I'm not mistaken, fishes, or fish, I don't know the plural there. Jesus also so there we could just see that was just dominion. He's like walking in authority. And Mark 11.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
And Jesus curses a fig tree. This is also something I've learned from the ministry, where we when we don't see results immediately, we tend to get offended or something. But Jesus clearly just shows us that from cursing the fig tree, it's not just going to happen like immediately, but whatever you've spoken is already done. And also another thing that stood out to me was in Mark 11 was when Jesus tells his disciples about the cult. You know, he tells them, go and you go into the village and you tell whoever's cult that is that the Lord says, I'm looking for it. And it was done. It was all just about the dominion that Christ has come to show his people. And he's doing this in front of his disciples so they can see what they've missed. And one thing I've also found now was in Isaiah 45, verse 11, where it says that, command ye me according to the works of my hands. And it's just God saying, you know, ask anything according to the works of his hands. And yeah, and like Trevor said earlier, that Jesus came to bring citizenship, not membership. Religion makes you a member, and the kingdom of God makes you a citizen. Because it's like, if I'm from US and I'm from the USA and I'm living in South Africa and I become a citizen, I'm not of South Africa, but I'm a citizen. So I'm in South Africa, but I'm not of South Africa. And when you are born again and you are living in the kingdom, You are not of this world, but you are in the world, and that's what makes us different. And yeah, so just the message that Christ was preaching was repent, change your mind, leave the things of the past. The kingdom of heaven has arrived, because the governing influence of heaven has arrived. John the Baptist preached it, I think Matthew 3, verse 2, where he also preached the kingdom message. And there were actually many other agents of God. I don't know if I can say that they were also preaching the gospel in some sense, but I don't want to dive too deep into that now. Yeah. I think I'm going to leave you guys with that, and I think I don't want to dive too much into all of that. Yeah, because I just want to give Megan a chance also to come up and finish the winning formula, the series. I'm really excited also to hear what you have. If everyone can just close their eyes, just want to say a word of prayer quickly. Lord Jesus, you are near. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. You live in us, and we are the sons of you, Lord. Your kingdom is here, and your kingdom is now, and we want to be in the center of you, and what you desire us to be and to do, and that we, that you might receive all of the glory. And Holy Spirit, give us the wisdom to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. Amen. Megan, the floor is yours.
Welcome, everybody. So I actually feel like I don't have a message tonight because Trevor stole half of it, and and Jason did the recap I was going to do. Wow, thanks, guys. Awesome. Did my work for me tonight. It's quite cool. But anyway... Yeah, last week, if I can recap, yeah, it was a message about something the Lord like put on my heart. He gave me the topic of a winning formula of how to walk this life out with God from start to finish, victoriously. And I found a lot of people, they just don't know how to do the walk. They rush to the altar to get saved, and then there's no one to disciple them afterwards. So the discipling part is so important. And I only know that because I had that opportunity. I got discipled from the day that actually 9 months, if you remember the testimony, about 9 months before I got saved. I got trained in the work of the kingdom, the word, in God, in Jesus, in everything, until the day I did give my heart to Jesus, and then I just went full force straight forward for that, because I was convinced. I knew who I was, I knew what Jesus did for me, and there was no denying it. So, you know, after we left on Wednesday, from the message on Wednesday night, I came home and I thought, I've got to do part two. And I thought to myself, shucks, better prepare, you know. So I thought, I'm going to get a head start on this. So I was just in the kitchen talking to the Lord, and this question popped up in my mind. Now that I'm saved, what now? And I was like, but didn't I just talk about this? Isn't this what my Wednesday night message was about? And the Lord helped me see that I hadn't even scratched the surface on salvation yet. So, obviously I don't have a lot of time tonight, but I'm just going to share some very simple basics first, which we all should know, but not everybody does. But when you do get saved, and when I say get saved, I mean, like I spoke last Wednesday, you were discipled. You went in full force. You knew what Jesus did for you. You made a full conscious decision to make him the Lord of your life. And you letting him run the show. Because, look, let's face facts. The reason why we need Jesus is because we don't know how to run the show. We made a royal mess of it. So So first of all, once you've given your heart to Jesus, and I know this sounds funny because we're all saved here, so we should know this, but there are many people who are watching this that don't know. And my first thing would be is, if you don't have a Bible, get one. Get a Bible. And I know a lot of people have preferences to different translations. Obviously, your King James Version would be the top-notch one, that it's been the word's been translated from. But get an easier version to help you study the word, because the King James can be quite complicated. And if you know Trevor and I, you will know that we have almost every translation under the sun. I love Bibles, okay? And it's so interesting to always compare the different scriptures. It's helped me so much paint a picture of what's going on and what the scriptures mean. And yes, I will not lie to you. There are some translations that lose the effect of the word. But if you know the foundational scriptures, you can discern. Then, of course, most important as well is getting to a good Bible-based church. Something that I learned when I got saved was, I made the mistake of going to the closest church I could find, because I thought, isn't that what we do? We go to our first church. Little did I know that the church that I attended was not a word-based church. They did not believe in healing. They did not believe in praying in tongues. They did not believe in salvations. They weren't practicing any of that stuff. They didn't believe in healing. So I actually took time out and I asked the Lord for direction. And he led me to a church, which was really a blessing. I got to learn about family dynamics in a church, that we are a family, and that always ministered to me. They weren't on par either, but I can tell you one thing, you're never going to find a perfect church. You're never going to find a perfect church. We are all imperfect beings who needed Jesus in the first place. So don't try and find the perfect church that you fit into. You find a church that God wants you in, because that's the church you're going to be fed by. So find a church, ask the Lord to direct you to the right church. And it's important for you to meet up with fellow saints, because this walk that we walk is not an easy one, and you need to have, like the Lord gave me this illustration, or should I say this revelation, that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We have the same Father. We don't have the same physical blood running through our veins, but we've got his DNA. So I might meet someone tomorrow, and I've never met them before, but if they are a believer, they are my brother or my sister. End of story. Doesn't matter. If they are in danger, I need to lay down my life for my brother or sister. And I've just knocked the mic, and I know Trevor's going to love that. So anyway. But at the end of the day, we belong to a family. So it's important. I'm not going to read the scripture, so I'll just give you the reference. And it's in Hebrews 10:25, where it talks about don't forsake the assembly of the saints. It is so important. We need it. And believe it or not, so does the pastor who's running the church. He needs his congregation to stand up and fight for him, pray for him, believe for him, sowing into the ministry like we always talk about. It's important, because ministry is tough. There's persecutions, there's bills, there's everything. And you need your church members to be on the same page as you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Then also, once you've got your Bible and you've got your church, it's important to use that word and that Bible time. I call church family time, because it's brothers and sisters coming together to be in the presence of their Father. And now you're going to use this time to learn about your dad. That's what the Bible is for. It's to learn about who your father is. And a lot of people are against telling people to read the Old Testament. But I, and I know Trevor agrees with me, we fully believe in making people, I know it sounds very legalistic, making people, but we believe in encouraging people to read the Old Testament. And my reasoning behind that is, you will never ever truly appreciate Jesus until you truly appreciate who God is. And it's in the Old Testament that you learn how much God loves you and the lengths that he went to for you. So I will always encourage someone, go and read your Old Testament, because who reads through the middle of a book? You miss the whole beginning part. And then you don't really understand why things happened the way they did. Yes, we're all raised to love Jesus and worship Jesus. We know who Jesus is. But Jesus is God in the flesh. So you're only learning one part of him. So it's important to go and learn who he is. He loved us so much that he was willing to put down his whole godly self to come to earth as a man to sacrifice himself for us. Would you not want to know the person who did that for you, why he did that? So I'm a huge, huge believer in teaching people to read the Old Testament. It is so vital. And then the word says to, it's not an end of the life kind of thing, but we suggest a water baptism and to get baptized in the Holy Spirit, because I can promise you in the times that we are living in, if you don't get baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's tough without the Holy Spirit. So to get baptized in the Holy Spirit is so important. One of the reasons is with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We are entering in quite a difficult time period, and there are a lot of things we do not know how to pray about, and we get given a heavenly language as a tool in this time that we are living in. We get baptized in the Holy Spirit, that we have the evidence of speaking in tongues, because we need that prayer language in this time that we are living in. There are so many things that we do not have the words to express, and praying in tongues is the perfect prayer. My dad said to me one day, because I kept saying to him, I've got so many things I want to pray about. I want to pray for this person, I want to pray for that person, I want to pray for this thing. And he said to me, just pray in tongues. You don't need to pray and focus on certain things. He says, I already know what needs to be attended to. I know more than you do. You just need to be obedient and pray. Do you just surrender your tongue to me? You just pray in the Spirit, and I will make sure that the things that are on your heart are attended to. And then he said to me, go about and be of my Father's business. So that's my thing. Go and pray in tongues. You just make sure that when you pray in tongues, your heart is directed to him and doing what he wants you to do. And he will take care of all the things that are laid on your heart. So if you want to take down some scriptures on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I've got four scriptures that you can write down. The first one is Acts 1 verse 5. Then I'm not going to read any of them for time's sake, but then there's Acts 1 verse 8, there's Acts 2 verse 4, and there's Acts 4 verse 31. There are so many more, okay? Those are just the four I'm giving you. I love the book of Acts. It is literally a representation of the church, how it started and how it should be running. And it's actually so inspiring, because I read that and I think to myself, the churches are not operating like this at all. So what is our goal? What is our goal of, we've got our Bible, we're going to church, we've been baptized by water, we've been baptized by the Holy Spirit. What's the goal? What is our Father's goal in all of this? So last night I'm standing in the kitchen because I had to make carrot cupcakes for tonight. And I'm praying in tongues because I'm like, Lord, you need to help me. I'm not too sure which direction to go. And he says to me, and he's spoken to me about this before. He said to me, his goal is to take us back to the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve walked in the cool of the day, fellowshipping with him. Unaware of their flesh. Like, think about that for a second. They were in the spirit all the time. They weren't worried about whether they had clothes on, what they were going to eat, what they're going to drink, what they're going to wear. They were just consumed by fellowshipping with the Father. Like, what a blessing. God is trying to get us to a place where we go back to that. He wants us to go back to the place. He wants us to go back to the place where we are in the spirit and we are not moved by the flesh. What did Satan do in the Garden of Eden? He distracted them. Well, he distracted Eve. She's still going to pay for that. No, I'm just joking. He distracted her by putting doubt in her head. But because the Lord said to her, you shall not eat from the tree of good and evil. Why? Because then they will know. I was actually talking to Trevor about this, and I said, the moment we eat, or should I say partake of the flesh, it's over. We've entered the playground of the devil. He plays on the emotions. He plays on our five physical senses. But if we stay where God always intended for Adam and Eve to be, which is in the spirit realm, we're not moved by our five physical senses. That's where we were always meant to stay. And that is where God is trying to take us back. So I just think to myself, you know, if I've got like a couple of sickies, I think about walking in the cool of the day with God. Can you imagine walking with God? Like, we're talking about the creator of heaven and earth. They were naked. They didn't know that. They didn't care. It wasn't on their minds. They didn't know if they were hungry. I mean, what was hunger? You with God, he satisfies your every need. You don't get cold. You don't get hot. You're not worried about being tired. You're not worried about anything. Why? You are in the presence of the Father. You are fellowshipping with the Father, with God himself. We look at him like he's so far away. He was right there with them, walking in the garden. That is our Father's heart's desire, is for us to go back to that, walking in the cool of the day with him. When we are walking with our Father, we are walking out wisdom, understanding, knowledge. We never ever have to fear about being sick. We never have to worry about running out of anything. He is the source of all things. He's the healer. He's the comforter. He's the teacher. Can you imagine? Let me not jump too far ahead of that. I just want to jump ahead now. Satan's mission is to keep us focusing on our flesh. This is what the world is all about. The world is focusing on your emotions, what you can see, what you can taste, what you can touch, what you can smell, what you can hear. You emphasize on those physical senses, and you're so busy with that. And we've grown up in that. I mean, that's what you grow. You're born knowing about your senses. You're not born knowing, I'm a spirit. But we are a spirit. We are a three-part being just like God is. We're a spirit. We have a soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And we have a body that we live in. That's the way we survive on this earth. Take the body away. Well, take the spirit out and the body will just drop dead. Can't live without the spirit. So, let me just focus here. God didn't want us out of the spirit. That's the focus. God wants us in the spirit with him. What does it mean to be in the Spirit with God? It means to be walking with Him, walking out His Word, spending time fellowshipping with Him every single day. And I mean, I'm not talking about 5 seconds here and 2 minutes here and a half an hour maybe there. I'm talking about constant communion with Him. We are supposed to be exactly like Jesus was on earth. And a lot of people will say, yeah, but that was Jesus. Of course He could do that. But did you know that Jesus came to earth as a man like you and me? Flesh, eyes to see, ears to hear, taste, smell. He had those 5 physical senses just like we did. Just like He did. And yet He never sinned. How is that possible? How is it possible that He could walk? And I know for a fact that the time that Jesus lived in, the persecution that He had was a million times worse than what we go through. And yet He never sinned. How is that possible? People will say, but He was God. Of course, it was easy for Him. No, it wasn't. But it was because He stayed in constant communion with the Father. He walked with Him. He talked with Him. He always pulled Himself away to pray with Him. He was always filling Himself with God. Where we as people fill ourselves up with the world, He was filling Himself up with the Father. He was taking, well, if He had a Bible, He would have taken His Bible. He would have gone and sat. He was the Word, so He couldn't take Himself. but you know what I'm saying? He was the Word. He would have taken the Word and He would have gone and sat and He would have just spent time with His dad studying out the scriptures, which, by the way, He did do anyway. He did when He was younger. As a Jewish boy, they had to know the Torah and everything anyway. But he would have gotten into the Word. He went and spent so much time praying and filling Himself up. And He always did what God told Him to do. He only spoke what God told Him to say. Everything was by God's instruction. He never did anything out of His own. That was why He was able to walk the way He was. He was full of His Father, and He was always in constant communion with Him. And this is what God is trying to tell us. In order for us to win in this life that we are in right now, the only way you're going to get that right is to pull yourself out of the world and put yourself in the Spirit, which is in your Word on a daily basis. I'm not trying to make it sound like a work thing, but it is your source of life. It's the one thing you need to survive in this time that we are busy entering. Your Word, like He said to me, every word that you speak, every word that you read, contains life in it. Jesus is life. The Word is Jesus. The Word is life. Every time you read and you absorb this Word, you are absorbing life. Every time you're in communion with God, you are just drawing from that life. Every time you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you are just building yourself up. Every time you are around the saints, encouraging each other, you are building yourself up. You are just adding more life to yourself. Go out into the world, and that's going to just get sucked away, and you're just going to carry on down the road, which you've been delivered from. You don't want to go back to that. God's saying, walk in the cool of the day in the garden with Me. Come and be alone with Me. Come and read My Word. Come and pray with Me. Because there's nothing that the world has got to offer us. Only our Father. Jesus' secret, He just obeyed. He just obeyed the Father. What's important for us is we belong to God. When you get saved, you belong to God. You are His child. He's adopted you. He's your dad. You've got brothers and sisters. We come to family night with our brothers and sisters here. We build each other up. We spend time with our Father. Wouldn't it be amazing if everyone had that same mentality when you come to church, whether it be a Wednesday, whether it be a Sunday, whatever night it is, you come to church, when you walk through those church doors, you have that revelation, coming to see my dad, coming to spend time with my dad, coming to spend time with my sisters, my brothers. Wouldn't it be awesome if everybody felt like that about themselves? God's put it on my heart to minister about that. Family is so important to God. It is, he is, because he's a dad, he's a family man. He's trying to get us to understand that he loves us so much. He went through all of, from the Old Testament right through to Revelations, he went through all of that out of love for us, to be with us, to have us for eternity. But he loves us so much, he's saying to us, things are going to get hard before we end this walk, before we end this race. This is how you are going to be victorious in it. I need you to pull yourself out of the world that I've delivered you from. And I need you to read your word. I need you to pray in tongues. I need you to go to church. I need you to do, I know this is a notebook, I need you to do what the word says to do. I'm not doing it to control you. I'm doing this to save you. Because this is what his word is. It's our way out. It's our way out of the darkness in this world. So for time's sake, I think I'm going to end off. I just want you guys to know, never overlook the simplicity of salvation. The journey that we're on is, it's blessed. It's changed my life. I will never, ever go back to the life I had before Jesus. A life filled with anxiety and depression and so much negativity around me that there were days I really felt like I couldn't go on. And I've said it before that if it wasn't, because I know the Lord used Haley to be my saving grace, because there were times that I wanted to, hey, it's time to leave Earth. I've had it now. My one thought was always, but who's going to take care of her? Because I didn't trust anyone with her. And I mean, who put that thought in my head? But my Father, who said, I will never leave my kids with anyone else, not their dad. So anyway, I just want to remind you, God loves you. Listen to his word. Do what it says. There's life in it. He's got a good life for you. And he has a way out of everything that we are headed to. Don't be afraid of anything. Turn to him. Don't turn to the world. The world's got nothing to offer you. Get a Bible. Go to church. Don't forsake the fellowship with the saints. It is so vital. And join our ministry if you haven't yet. We have so much fun. So I'm just going to leave it at that. And then we can end off in a word of prayer.
Amen. And what a absolutely anointed, blessed message. Thank you, dear sister. I do appreciate that. And yes, I just close in a word of prayer. Gracious Lord and loving, kind, merciful Heavenly Father, we just humble ourselves before you now. And we truly do thank you for your goodness, grace, mercy, love, and favor this day and every day. Father God, we thank you that you are so merciful, loving, kind, good, even when we are not. We just thank you, Father. Never leave us nor forsake us. And as Megan said more than once, you pursue to the very end, and talk to us all the time. And just what an honor and privilege it is just to sit under this ministry, this anointing. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I just pray now that we receive, understand, and apply this message. May we not just be listeners, but doers of the word. Father God, we just thank you for everything. We just give everything to you now. Call everybody your favored and blessed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the stuff that's happened this week, testimonies and miracles, and we're looking forward to more testimonies and miracles next week. We just thank you for everything, Father God. be with us now. Holy Spirit, just be with us now as we go. Speak to us and minister to us. Be with us. Just thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And remember, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing. Amen.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.